The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now, with the Department of Foreign Affairs and an Garda Síochána doing their utmost to address the passport backlog, are they making an impact? Could the HSE tracing staff, who are being redeployed, lend a helping hand effectively? And can holidaymakers expect delays in airports around Europe? Well, for more on all of this, I'm joined by travel and aviation journalist, editor of Air and Travel magazine, Owen Corry. Owen, good morning.
Good morning from a very humid Orlando, Pat.
Okay, now let's talk about the Platinum service at Dublin Airport. What is it and why is it suspended?
Much ado about nothing here, Pat. The Platinum service, most people going to the airport would have no idea of its existence. It's off a little bit to the right of Terminal 1, and people who, you know, genuinely need to be away from the kerfuffle of the main terminal, heads of state, you know, people that are coming through, that's what they use. It's also for sale, and the people who buy it would tend to be the rock star, the big sporting stars, the rugby soccer team would go through. People will, in the anniversary of Saipan, one of the memories that people would have of is Roy Keane sitting on the floor of the terminal, a crowded terminal in Dublin, before he set off for that World Cup that he never participated in. So the Platinum service burst into the news when Dalton Phillips was questioned at the Oireachtas Transport Committee to say had he used it. And of course, he had used it during the height of the time when people were on all over social media queuing for an hour to get through security. Looked very bad. Dublin Airport's response has been to suspend the service, which basically means that everybody will now use the ordinary terminal. And
Hang on a second now. Sir Keir Starmer in town today, leader of the Labour Party in Britain. Is he going to be queuing for security with everybody else?
I think there's less of a likelihood that Keir Starmer will be there on the queue and to get through Terminal 1 security, but because there are other options, private flight options. When David Cameron came a couple of weeks ago, he didn't actually go through the airport at all. But there are a lot of people who use it, and they are in that sort of, you know, celebrity
so
rock star.
Dalton Phillips' embarrassment then deprives us of a service. Like if you've got a high roller coming in who's about to invest $1 billion in this country and you tell him, sorry, we don't respect what you're doing enough to give you a little bit of TLC.
It's a bit like that. And it's not just the high rollers. People use it for honeymoons, Pat. People, it's a sort of thing that people buy as a little bit of a luxury, or they want to, there's an elderly relative coming in from America or something like that. So the first time in 40 years, all of those sort of services. It's not that unusual right across Europe. Frankfurt has an entire terminal for these high rollers, VIPs, whatever you'd like to call them. It really became that there was a sort of a schadenfreude fest after Dalton Phillips appeared before the transport committee, where people were saying, how dare the CEO of Dublin Airport use this luxury facility? There's no doubt it's a luxury facility. I've used it myself as an experience to show me how it works.
It's stupid, that argument, because Dalton Phillips has clearance to go airside. He could walk out of the plane on his own. Absolutely no problem. He doesn't have to do anything because, he's got clearance. Just put his wallet in his pocket. Now off he goes to a plane. He's fine.
Security clearance doesn't always mean you can walk, but I know what you mean. You're driven out by car and you get on at the gate and you don't board with the rest of the passengers. It's that little bit of a step up from that.
Now, just before they start tweeting at me, I've never used it. So there you go. Put my hand on my heart, the Platinum service.
I know you queue in the security queue and go through the terminal with your head high, as a lot of people do. I've seen celebrities, rock star people going through the ordinary terminal, stopping. Jedward would be a great example, stopping and having 200 photographs taken with children and things like that. And you have to hand it to the guys that do that. But some of our celebrities, whatever you'd like to call them, are less engaging with the public.
Yeah. Okay. that's park that for the moment. It is only being suspended. It will return when some sort of normality returns to Dublin Airport. So
management issues there as well, Pat, you see, because staffing is under pressure and it looks really bad if staff are being deployed for something that is a very fringe service.
Mm. Now, tell me, how are things going? Because we had an experience last week. My daughter was going to Paris and said the queue was advertised at 35 minutes. These were the statements going out, but in fact, it took 2.5 hours.
This is a big issue. The app was actually that we all have on our phone, which tells you it's telling you now 10 minutes and 15 minutes. That was actually suspended at the height of the crisis in March because the real-time information and the information and the experience were not adding up. Now, there's loads of things going on with baggage queues that create extra time at the delays at the airport. But it's all about the numbers now, Pat. 30 people a week joining the security team. The big Sunday week, the big kerfuffle was caused by 17 that not having the right clearance to join the queue the team at the right time. So if you're getting 30 extra people every week, by the middle of this month, we should be staffed at a higher level than we were in 2019. But the airport, the seams of the airport are coming apart in so many other ways, with baggage check-in and, as I say, a large number of absences, which is a reality in the time of COVID. A large number of absences can drive things over the top. And it's that uncertainty that is causing most of the problems. And out of uncertainty comes people arriving way in advance of their flights, people on afternoon flights ahead of people on 9 a.m. flights early in the morning. That is really stressing the airline services and the airport.
And I know there was a criticism of putting gazebos outside to protect people from rain if they had to queue outside the terminals. But the idea of triaging people, if you have to check in, that you need to go to a check-in person, you should be in one queue. If you need to go to just a bag drop, you should be in another queue. And if you're going just with hand luggage, wheelies and so on, you should be in the third queue. I mean, I can't see any reason why that shouldn't become the order of the day.
And the key is the personnel to implement, when there's a shortage of personnel, the personnel to implement that. I've been through the airport quite a few times since the last great disaster. And the number of people managing queues and the way they manage queues has been impressive, but it's still stressful and it's still running to 35, 40 minutes. And to put a context on this, Pat, if this had happened in 2019, there would be an inquiry as to why a security queue went beyond 30 minutes. Senior staff management would be alerted. 30 minutes was regarded as so abnormal. Now people are grateful if it's 30 minutes.
Yeah. Now, passports, and a number of people talking about passports. Applied for my 9-year-old daughter's passport on the 18th of May online. Tracking tells me it will be here on the 15th of June. I applied for my own passport on the 3rd of June. It arrived this morning, 5 days later, and over a bank holiday weekend. It's a fantastic service. So obviously the daughter's passport, maybe her first passport, who knows, it takes a bit longer. But how are they coping?
The online application system is running very smoothly. Anything complicated, and complicated can mean children, complicated can mean someone who's allowed their passport to expire by more than 5 years. There's a few of them since COVID, like the people who travel every 3 years or so. Complicated means all of that paperwork that comes with a first-time passport. You don't need to wait for the PPS for a newborn child. You can get start apply as soon as the baby is born. That's a really important piece of advice that needs to be reiterated again and again. But the numbers that the passport office were dealing with, well publicized, 195,000 applications in the system. That has been enhanced or complicated by the fact that 40% of applications are being returned. Where is the problem? A lot of the problem is exactly where you outlined in your introduction there. Finding the Garda who witnessed the documents when he's been transferred transfer, to whom he's being promoted, when phone calls are made back to Garda stations when they're not on duty. That was where particularly the TDs were identifying breakdowns in the system. And the talks to get those breakdowns over, sorted out have taken place last week, and we've been promised that all of that will improve. But it the 40%, that's 78,000 applications. That's the population of County Kilkenny in the system that were incomplete. That people aren't that incapable of filling out forms that you'd 40% would get it wrong, and that long term is what we're going to have to look back at.
Yeah, we're going to have to make the, if you'll pardon the phrase, the form idiot proof. And I mean that in the kindest possible way. In other words, it should be a very obvious way to fill in the form. We heard from the passport office themselves that were saying that, you know, your photograph is okayed by the robot, and then a human looks at it and turns it down. I mean, there's got to be some consistency there as well. Other aspects of Dublin Airport, the focus on taxis, for example. There's one text here. Arrived in Dublin Airport last night at about midnight. As usual, delay for the plane to find a stand. Only one stairs then to get off the plane, so it would only be exited by the front, I presume, and then a queue a mile long for taxis. These are not new issues in the airport, but they seem to be becoming really painful ones.
The photograph it will always be there because a legal eye has to look at the photograph. Our passport is one of the most powerful in the world, and it's accepted visa-free in 187 countries. Those sort of stripes are hard won. So that I do, while passport photographs being rejected is a huge inconvenience, you've got to make that central to the argument, how important a legal document is. Taxis at the airport have been around since I started travelling, covering travel all the way as an issue. Management of traffic, the way the taxis are managed is they're held in a holding area, not let to swamp the airport. And some people have seen that at other airports all at the same time. That management process is an imprecise science. And you, when everything is coming apart at the airport, the baggage hall has its problems, as was alluded to, the opening of walkways, the staffing of the passport office, the passport immigration queues, all of those are under pressure. The taxi management is also an issue. Even the ordinary traffic management at the airport, especially when we had queues outside, has become much more complicated than it used to be. And the solution to the taxi, to making sure the taxis are all in place for those. There are rushes. There's a couple of rush hours at the airport when, you know, a lot of flights arrive together. One of them is very early in the morning, and that coincides with a big drop-off period in the airport. So traffic management has been clearly identified as a big deal by Dublin Airport, and that's one of the reasons we're supposed to be getting the new system in the autumn. Yeah. People are charged for drop-off. We've no price on that, Pat, yet, but it looks like it'll be around €5 to drop off at the airport.
When will people start giving the DA credit for avoiding the scenes that are happening daily in other airports? The sea of baggage, for example, piling up at a UK airport yesterday. What about lack of food and drinks and coffees? A nightmare when travelling with kids. And we've heard again from that sector, they're finding it difficult to find the personnel to do those jobs. Another one on the DA, security checks are the bottlenecks. There's only 24 channels between the two terminals. Why can't 600 security personnel not manage them? And why do they need 30 more per week? From Rory.
Because they weren't able to open. We lost, on the crucial Sunday, we lost three channels in each terminal. And that can drive your queues out from early in the morning. If you lose those queues, if they start going 30, 35, 40 minutes, it's very, very hard to get them back. The airside, the restaurant industry, they've been very vociferous on the whole staffing situation, the hospitality industry. There's also airside clearances, which have been, we've an enhanced security checking system in Dublin Airport, which is unrelated to COVID or anything else, which is in place. So the whole business of staffing up your food outlets airside. And from in our childhood, Pat, most of the food offering in Dublin Airport was landside. That was the way things operated. Mm-hmm. People came to drop off Auntie Peggy and her for the flight to Australia, and they all the hospitality was landside. It's all transferred airside. That has implications for the way that staff can move between the two. I've seen huge queues when I've got through to airside in Dublin Airport, and it adds to the stress, as your texter says, especially with children.
Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, thank you very much for joining us. Now, one text here from Paul. Dublin Airport is not all bad, but as a regular traveller for years, it's been going downhill steadily. The toilets are disgusting. Maintenance is haphazard. For example, a flashing fluorescent sign in the departure gates was ignored for over a year in 2019, and baggage handling at arrivals is outrageously unreliable. These are management issues, says Paul.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.